This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we seek His help and support and forgiveness and we ask Him to protect us from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated, and every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Amma ba'd. It is undoubtedly and clear in the mind and Muslim that the best of their deeds are the things that bring them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And among those deeds that bring closer to Allah is the remembrance of Allah, dhikrullahi azza wa jal. And this is exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, ala unbi'ukum bi khayri a'malikum. Shall I not tell you about the best of your deeds? Wa azkaha 'inda malikikum, and the one that will be most bountiful and purest with your King, Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَرْفَعِهَا لِدَرَجَاتِكُمْ, and the one that will elevate you the most. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرِقِ, and it is better than spending gold and silver. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقَوْ عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ, and it's better than meeting your enemy and either they killing you or you killing them. ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal says about this, he says, لَيْسَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَنْجَى مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, there is no deed that saves from the punishment of Allah more than the remembrance of Allah. So this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, shall I not tell you about the greatest of your deeds? And he says, it is better than this and it's better than that. It's better than spending gold and silver. And it's better than jihad for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it doesn't mean that if you simply engage in the remembrance of Allah, you need not do anything else. Doesn't mean that. But it means that the dhikr of Allah is the fuel for everything else. And it's the essence of everything else. And when you remember Allah, you'll be able to do the rest. And the rest without the remembrance of Allah is spiritless. So why is it better? Because you can do it all the time. You may not be able to spend all the time. There is no jihad all the time. There is no salah all the time. But the remembrance of Allah is all the time. It does not stop. So that is the best of deed. And it should be clear that no one knows Allah more than Allah. And no one knows what Allah loves more than Allah. And he did not communicate this to anyone except to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if so-and-so recommends a dhikr, and so-and-so recommends a repetition of a dhikr, what Allah loves has already been communicated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can add to it, nor should they subtract from it. So today I want to talk to you about one of that dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This statement, which we'll inshallah explain, part of its virtue is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once the Sahaba were making dua, were making takbir, and they were loud, and he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them, arbi'u ala anfusikum, be gentle with that remembrance, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْعُونَ أَصَمَّا وَلَا غَائِبًا, you're not calling upon someone who is deaf or absent. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, when you call upon him, you don't need to scream, he hears you. And then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he says, I was saying privately, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he said, say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It is kanzun min kunuzil jannah. It is a treasure from the treasures of paradise. In another hadith, it says, kanzun min tahtil arsh, a treasure from underneath the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does it mean that it is a treasure from the treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal? It means that the one who would engage in this dhikr, in this remembrance, he'd make it a habit of his. It's as if he had seized a treasure in Jannah. The reward that he will get is a treasure in Jannah that is hidden, that he will see on the Day of Judgment, in addition to the benefits that he or she will get in this life. But a treasure is something that is buried, but you don't need to go to collect it. It's not scattered. It is in one place. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is gifting this to every single Muslim who's willing to listen. Similar to someone who's telling you, you want a good tip on an investment. You want to know what stocks to buy or stocks to sell. You want to know what is the most lucrative of careers. Do you want to know? I'm telling you. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Jannah has treasures. He says, this is one of them. If you seize upon it, you'll be rich on the Day of Judgment. In another hadith, it says, min ghirasil jannah. It is what will plant and cultivate Jannah for you and me. It is, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What does that word mean? And once we understand the meaning, we'll appreciate why it is so special. Part of its virtue is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the one who says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, all their previous sins will be forgiven. But of course, for dhikr to matter, for it to have power, power to eliminate sin, but also power to reconnect us with Allah, we must understand what it means, so that the heart and the tongue both are in harmony when they remember Allah Azza wa Jal. That's when dhikr is strong. What does it mean, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? It means that la hawla, I cannot transition from one state to another, from one condition to another, except with Allah. La quwwata illa billah means I have no power. Allah has all the power. So I cannot move from one state to another, from one thing to another, except by and with Allah. I have no power to do anything except by Allah and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't mean, as a precaution to guard against misunderstanding, it does not mean that if I believe this, then I will sit idle and do nothing and just ask Allah, and Allah will just give me without an effort on my part. This is not true. It means that you, your effort, your will has an impact, but on its own it's useless. On its own, you want to do something, but without Allah's assistance, it never happens. Even if you ask all your family members and acquaintances and friends and people in your city and everyone on the face of this earth to assist you, and yet Allah says no, it doesn't happen. But we also know that cure is not going to come your way if you sit home and you don't seek medicine or a doctor. You're not going to earn a living if you don't seek a job. If you don't work, if you don't put an effort, you're not going to get most things in this life. So we know this. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is not there to negate our will and our effort, but to admit and submit that on their own, they cannot have an impact. But it is Allah Azza wa Jal who helps. I cannot transition from one state to another, from one condition to another. Some have said, I cannot bring to myself what I love or escape what I hate, except if Allah allows it. And a lot of us find ourselves in that state. There are things that we love, but we cannot attain. There are things that we hate, we're living through at this moment, we can't run away from, we can't escape. There's no exit. That's what it seems. And I must understand that without Allah's assistance, actually there is no help and there is no movement. So when I'm thinking about my life and contemplating where it is and where I want to go, what I want to get, I want to get married. I want a good job. I want to raise my children well. Or I simply feel stuck. Whether it is a bad marriage or I have a bad this or a bad that, whatever it is, or I'm trying to earn a living and it's difficult. I want to transition. I want to move from one state to another. How do I move? How do I escape? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Because there you admit, yes, Ya Allah, I'm going to try my best, but on my own I cannot. And I realize that all power is from you, not with me. لا قوة إلا بالله. I have no power. All power is from you. No other human being can help me and direct me and guide me. Even when I find myself weak, sometimes I know what's right and what's wrong. There's sin. I'm engaged in it. I'm drowning in it. I want to escape it. I know it's wrong. But I don't have the energy. I don't have the power. How do I start? It is with la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sometimes I know right from wrong, but the will to leave what's wrong is not there. Even the will itself is not there because I'm in love with that sin. How do I leave it? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Meaning, Ya Allah, here on this earth, I realize I cannot attain anything unless you say so, unless you assist me. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is about eliciting and asking assistance from Allah Azza wa Jal. What is it that you want to do? What burden do you want to carry? What are you afraid of? Some of us are afraid. Well, if I have children, well, if I lose my job in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, what's going to happen to me? How do you combat that worry? With la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because you realize that on your own, you cannot carry anything. But with Allah, you can carry everything. There's an athar, and it does not need to be authentic, but the meaning is interesting. It is said that Allah Azza wa Jal had asked the angels of Allah, the one who will carry his throne, which is the biggest of Allah's creation, the most magnificent and the biggest of Allah's creation. He says, carry my throne. And they couldn't. He said, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And they carried it. So whatever seems insurmountable, too big to overcome, when you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then you know that who you have right next to you. It's not so and so and so on. It's Allah Azza wa Jal. And before Allah, there are no obstacles. Before Allah Azza wa Jal, there are no obstacles at all. All of them are eliminated. That is why it is said also in another athar, which is so beautiful. He says, if you want to be the strongest person, have tawakkul on Allah Azza wa Jal. The strongest, period, have tawakkul on Allah. Because when you trust Allah, you have Him assisting you. Who can oppose Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it says, if you want to be the richest person, trust what Allah has more than what you have in your own hands. It's beautiful, but it takes a lot to practice this. The richest. How am I the richest when I believe this? Because whatever you want, you know it is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you know that it is with Allah, Allah will give you what you need. And if Allah is the richest, And He will give you what you need, and He will never ever deny you. Then you know that you are the richest. It is only when you start trusting your own things rather than Allah that you become poor. And when you rely on your own power and the people around you, not Allah, that you become weak. And you become, when you start being afraid of other people, rather than Allah Azza wa Jal, that they have power over you. But if you fear Allah, and it's a path until we reach that destination, but if you fear Allah, everybody else will fear you. As Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. It says there were human men who sought the protection of jinn men, and they added to their trouble, added to their harassment, because they sought somebody else other than Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you seek Allah, He'll take care of all of your needs. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Some of the times or places that we are recommended to say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله is when you exit and leave your home. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when you leave your house you say بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. You begin by saying Bismillah, my exit, my destination is with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. You bring Allah's barakah, putting Allah's name there, Allah's guidance. توكلت على الله, I rely upon Allah. Meaning it's not my know-how, it's not my skills, it's not my power. I don't control what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to reach my destination and accomplish what I wanted to do. I do not know that. It's not in my hands. I have a plan, but it's not in my hands. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. And he says, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power. I can't move except with Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that something happens at that time that we do not see, but we believe in. قِيلَ لَهُ, it will be said to him, هُدِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ, you are guided, you are sufficed, you are protected. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and then the shayateen, the devils, will withdraw. And it will be said, or one of them will say to another, كَيْفَ لَكَ, how, what influence, what power would you have upon someone who has been guided, who has been sufficed, and has been protected when you leave the house? That is there, Allah Azza wa Jal wants you every time that you leave your home to remember that you are by Allah and for Allah and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you leave, don't trust anybody except Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you trust Allah and you keep doing this, making this dua, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again with the heart testifying to the reality that your tongue is uttering, you will see that Allah will bless your exits and entries, that Allah will protect you, and the shaitan will part ways with you, so that whatever you are doing is blessed. Another time where it is recommended to say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, is when you answer the muadhin. When the muadhin says, حي على الصلاة, we don't repeat exactly what he says. When he says حي على الفلاح, we don't say حي على الفلاح, but we say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Why do we say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله? This is a call for ibadah. Come to the salah, come to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And here you are seeking Allah's assistance. How many times we hear the call of the truth, whether it is adhan, whether it is Quran, whether it is sunnah, but we don't have the motivation to respond. We don't go. Here, we're saying, Ya Allah, assist me. Assist me. Assist me to attend the salah. Assist me to pray as you want me to pray. Assist me to be a person who worships you. It's not my own. And that treats ujb, self-admiration. Oh, you know how much I've memorized? You know how many salahs I attend? You know my efforts in masjid, in da'wah, in this and that? It is not by your effort. It's not. But it is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no kibr anymore. I know, Ya Allah, I've done all of this because of you. And I can continue to do even more because of you, so you never lose hope. To you and to me, when we look at ourselves, we know how weak we are. But when you look at Allah Azza wa Jalla and what He can, you know how strong you can be. Not because of you, but because of Him. So Ya Allah, I know that I'm weak. On my own, I can't leave this. Or I cannot do that. I cannot do this ibadah. But I'll start and I'll say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then I can come to the salah. I can answer the muadhin. I can do the things that I want to do because I put my trust in you and I've asked for your assistance. So every ibadah could seem difficult. Every obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal could seem like something that we cannot do, but with la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah we can do. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says that it has a wondrous effect in carrying burdens that you're incapable of carrying, in facing difficulties and fear that you're incapable of facing. If you are facing any difficulty, any fear, he says, start repeating la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and understand what you're saying. Understand what you're saying. If you want your dua to be accepted, keep repeating la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and understand what you're saying. You want to have the energy and you feel that you're simply stuck, say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and understand what you're saying. And don't say it simply once or twice or 10 times. Say it as many times needed for your situation to change. This could be for some people hundreds of times. I've heard of some people who are doing it thousands of times. And they do report that Allah Azza wa Jal did change their situation. But they persevered. They continued to say it day after day, week after week, month after month. And when you engage in Allah's remembrance, something will change within you. Your heart will change, your body will change, your mind will change, and you'll be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, Arhamur Rahimeen. And no one who asks Allah for assistance, those many times will be turned away. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to every single Muslim. Here it is. You want to be rich over there, but you also want to be rich here. You want Allah to be by your side and to assist you no matter what the difficulty or the problem is. Remember, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and feel it in your heart. Ya Allah, I need you more than anyone else and or anything else. Ya Allah, assist me. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to make us of those who submit to Him all the time, to make us of those who return to Him often, to make us of those who recognize their own helplessness and weakness and His ultimate and complete power. And who, whenever they need assistance, they ask Allah Azza wa Jal first. Whenever they need help, they rely on Allah Azza wa Jal the most. Ya Allah, make us of your pious servants. Make us of those whose hearts are alive. Bring life back to our hearts so that we respond to your call and we stay away from what you hate. We ask you, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to plant firmly in our hearts the love that we have for you and for your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the righteous. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونسألك اللهم الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم وارزقنا توبة نصوحا وانصر اللهم الإسلام والمسلمين واجمعنا اللهم على كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا يدا على من سوانا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين.